Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I believe in self-governance, and people are entitled to as much or little government as they want to vote for and accept, but I'll just say it's a very, very different view of the world than we have in Indiana, where we spend all day, every day, trying to get the cost of hiring people down. When I see a next-door neighbor raising the cost of hiring people in so dramatic a fashion, I think probably it's going to lead to a little gain in market share for us over time. We've been successfully recruiting Illinois businesses, and we've seen some in-migration of people. Not for us to judge. I will just say that we have a very, very different view of the world. We work all the time at trying to lower the cost structure of those people who might come here and hire Hoosiers.
Wow. This is amazing. If you've not heard this story this week, the Talk Radio Roundup focusing on the state of Illinois, the state of the state of Illinois, and an announced tax hike. Wondering out loud now, you as you listen will wonder if your state is next. And if you listen there to Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, this is a good opportunity for him and everybody around the border states, Wisconsin and Iowa and to the south all the way down to Tennessee. Anybody in Illinois, which is a great farm state, but it's ruined by Chicago. Chicago, one of our great cities, been mismanaged forever. And because the state is tilted in that direction, the amount of money, the fraud, the waste, the corruption, you know, that, what, two or three governors almost in a row gone to jail, mayor of Chicago and the state of the city, corruption has been the word for years and years there. Chicago's a wonderful city. My God, I love Chicago. I love Illinois. My mother's from Illinois. But to have a state, put a tax hike that is as shocking as Illinois announced this week, the governor there talking about 66%, the tax hike, 66%. Why would you, if you were a business person, we have a lot of people listening upstate and downstate in Illinois, please get ready in the queue in a few minutes, maybe 15, 20 minutes, to call us at 800-510-8255. How in the name of heaven do they expect to get anything other than negative press out of this? What are they doing? How are they running the state? How can it be this badly managed that they think they can get away with a 66% tax hike? Governor Daniels from Indiana hopes businesses leaving Illinois will come over to Indiana. Yeah, or wherever else they can go, maybe head south because that's where a lot of people go to build businesses because it's less expensive, the taxes are less, the environment is a little better, not such unionized thinking, whatever it is. Why is it Chicago is such a strong union city still in a time when unions have been proven to not really work much anymore? They may be good for the members, but the businesses don't embrace them. It's too easy to go elsewhere. And you can say, well, that's the problem with America. Well, a lot of the people making things under union leadership have been just too difficult to get things that are practical done because the rules are too rigid. That's changing somewhat because some of the unions are getting it. But the whole business about Illinois and the companies there, the press is so bad. Why would anybody move to Illinois, whether it's your business or just you? I know I have some very good friends in the Champaign or Urbana area who are in a business that they, frankly, are the number one business in the community, and they're the number one business of their type in this country, if not the world. And I'm thinking about the guy that runs the business, hearing him say, you know, what many other people are thinking. The budget shortfall, so cut the budget. Other states, however, may not find these sorts of tax hikes bad ideas. What is the matter with the people who are running government that they don't get? It's a joke. You become a punchline for a joke. Look at the people buying new trucks and cars all the time, adding employees to the point where you're swimming in extra people. Tax policy experts say Americans ought to brace themselves for the inevitable. Are you braced for the inevitable? Here's Illinois Governor Pat Quinn explaining the new tax.
There were many things that were done in the past that helped cause this deficit. Now we have to get out of the deficit and recover. So the next 4 years are a period of recovery. We have some temporary tax increases that are designed to pay our bills, get Illinois back on fiscal sound footing, and make sure that our state has a strong economy. To have a strong economy, you have to have the state of Illinois in fiscal good shape. So the revenue that will be raised by the income tax based on ability to pay is designed to make sure that we do pay our bills, that we do have a state that has good fiscal practices on spending as well as making sure that things are done right for the important things of life. That includes education, making sure our schools have the financing they need in order to educate our citizens from birth on to make sure we have good jobs. Because the key to having prosperity is to have a well-educated citizenry and workforce. So we are going to continue to invest in our schools. We're going to continue to make sure we have decent health care. And we're going to continue to make sure that our public safety is there to protect the public. And so these are the important things, the core things of government. We'll be able to pay for them in a proper way. And I do commend the members of the House and Senate who voted for the revenue last night. It was probably one of the hardest votes, if not the hardest vote, they ever took in their legislative careers.
Yeah, what a bunch of hooey. Cut your spending, for God's sakes, Governor. We have to put the state on a fiscal. You think that people are going to stay there? Some people will stay because they have to. Big landowners, farmers, that sort of thing. But what is there about this that you think, and how do you say with a straight face, we have to put our fiscal house in order? How'd you let it get this bad in the first place? How bad a governor are you or some of the other people that are public servants there that have allowed this thing to get as out of control as it is? And if your state is thinking about this, or do you think your state will think about it? Maybe that's the better question here. Fees, charge, taxes. At what point does all of this become more than silly? 800-510-8255. Okay. On the countdown, it's the job here to present both sides. Maybe there's somebody out there who thinks, hey, this is a swell idea. Maybe there are people in governments and other states, other communities that want to be heard on this. We put the talk hosts to work, and you'll hear from them in just a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
You may have spotted Fiats in classic European movies, but the sporty Italian brand hasn't been seen in the U.S. for decades. Now a contemporary version of the Fiat 500 is available nationwide as part of Chrysler's new product lineup. Adapted for North American roads, the 2012 Fiat is one of the most fuel-efficient cars around, expected to get about 40 miles per gallon and loaded with advanced interactive technology. While the smart-looking compact personifies Italian style, it's designed to allow owners to express their own individuality, as Laura Suave, CEO of Fiat North America, explains.
This vehicle can be built over 500,000 different ways. We have 14 exterior colors, 14 different interior color combinations, graphic packages, tons of options. So it's just a lot of fun that you can have when building a car.
There are three Fiat 500 models to choose from. With its state-of-the-art technology and savvy innovations, it looks like this long-established Italian brand is geared up for a new generation of Americans. For more information, visit www.fiatusa.com. I'm Bobby Owens.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
Mushy mush mish mush mash.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth. Just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
800-510-8255. Okay, from talk radio and talk television, we cull a lot of different points of view about the raise in taxes in Illinois. Here is Fox host Martha McCallum speaking with Illinois State Senator Matt Murphy about this.
Personal income taxes for the state in Illinois went up 67%, and corporate taxes are up 45% in the state. You think you can turn this around?
We've got to repeal this, Martha. This is a dagger pointed right at the job creators and the people of this state. We already have one of the worst job records in the country. We have fewer jobs today than we had 10 years ago. I can't fathom how anybody who ran on a jobs record just a couple months ago could turn around now at the literally 11th hour of a lame duck session and on a party line vote to raise income taxes and have us be the fourth highest corporate income tax in the country.
Yes.
Not consistent with supporting jobs.
Well, you know, Governor Pat Quinn is going to say that he had to do this. There's a $13 billion budget gap, and because they had a bond that was floated that did not pass, he's worried that they're not going to be able to pay all of their vendors out there, the hospitals, the makers of bullet for the prison system, for example, a number of companies that won't get paid. He thinks that would lead to a loss of jobs.
Well, I think everybody really in their heart knows that the private sector is the one that creates jobs and creates wealth, not the public sector. And the reality, Martha, is that the people of the state of Illinois, the taxpayers, the last five fiscal years are the five best years of taxpayers giving state government money that we've ever had in the history of the state.
Yeah.
If these guys are broke, it's because they've mismanaged and run the state into the ground. It's time to rein in the spending, not take more from taxpayers who have been paying record amounts already.
I hear what you're saying. And when you look across the country, you see other Democratic governors behaving in a very different way. You've got Andrew Cuomo in New York and Jerry Brown
even
in California. Trying to cut spending. And take a look at Chris Christie's new approval numbers. You know, he has brought some tough love to the state of New Jersey.
People in the state are furious because everybody ran on a spending cuts first, jobs platform just a couple months ago. Now there's been no spending cuts whatsoever. In fact, part of this tax increase is to cement in spending increases of 17% over the next 4 years. People are incensed, they're scared, and they're saying, do something about this now.
And my bet is that Caterpillar, they have 23,000 employees in the state of Illinois. I mean, you're going to have flight of corporations, I would imagine, and also of some people who don't want to live under that kind of tax structure or work under it.
You're right, Martha. You're right. I mean, the higher you make the cost of doing business in Illinois, the fewer Illinoisans at work.
Right.
It's just that
right.
Simple.
What a blunder, an enormous blunder on the part. You got these people, like we were talking about earlier last year, how tone-deaf Obama was. This guy, Quinn's got to be tone-deaf as well. 21 after on the countdown.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food Guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow!
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Who's as directed?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I suppose you'd say our job here is to listen, to be accountable, as we review what a lot of talk radio programs are doing around the country. There's pretty much universality here. It doesn't make much difference which side of the issues you normally are on. Although I'm interested now to hear, we had Fox on, so on the other side of the street from MSNBC, Sam Cedar, speaking here with Ralph Martyr from the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. He says something different, and I love these guys and how predictable they are. In other words, the Fox person, yeah, this is terrible, it's awful, we got to fix it. And then the other, these guys are going to tell you why it's necessary. So let's listen in.
States facing huge deficits have two options here, right? They raise taxes or they make draconian cuts to things like education and medicine. Is raising taxes going to work for Illinois?
Well, I mean, if they didn't do it, this state would be a complete disaster. I mean, put it into context. We just raised $7 billion in new tax revenue, and that is going to purchase exactly zero new spending. It's literally backfill for a budget deficit that approaches 50% of our general fund's operating budget, $9 out of $10 of which go to education, health care, public safety, and human services. Human services, things like caring for people with mental health and developmental disability problems, single working moms getting their child care, you know, that government stuff.
Now, so if it would work in Illinois, presumably it would work in other states where they would never even consider it, right?
Well, you would think so. I mean, in Illinois, we clearly had to raise taxes. I mean, even after this tax increase, we're going to remain a relatively low taxing state. Overall, state and local tax burden will remain in the bottom 15 or so states, despite the fact we have the fifth largest population and the fifth largest economy. So we're not becoming Illinois on tax policy. In fact, it's kind of entertaining that Wisconsin and Indiana are hoo-hooing over this. I mean, Illinois would love to have their state tax structures. If we had Indiana's tax structure, we'd have $11 billion more in our general fund today than what we have. Heck, if we had Wisconsin's, we'd have $13 billion more. They are much higher tax states than us. And what they're not telling you, and it is true, that despite being much higher tax than Illinois, they've done a better job growing their economies. So I think that puts the whole taxation thing in the proper context. Look, If you're taxing and spending on those core services voters have every right to demand and expect, education, healthcare, human services, public safety, you're doing what government ought to do. If you don't raise adequate tax revenue to fund services, you do what Illinois has done for decades. You lie to the public. You tell them you could have those services, but guess what? You're never, ever, ever going to have to pay for them. That's snake oil salesmanship, frankly. We've done it for decades, and because we've done that, we've run up huge debts. The only way we've been able to keep our state government running is to underfund our public employee pensions, diverting money from those investments to funding current services. That's all caught up with us. We needed the tax revenue.
Okay. So isn't it interesting? I'm going to take my arbitrary good guy, I'm in the middle, hat off for a minute and just ask a couple of really quick, hopefully not mundane questions. May I, please? Do I have your permission? That guy sounds like a robot, doesn't he? The reference to draconian cuts. People on both sides, when I listen to the Fox interview, the Illinois citizens that I know are fuming, and that's basically what the guy says. But that's what you'd expect the right anti-taxers to say. As in this interview with this guy from the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, he talks about how they cut education. And he's right to a point. They always cut the obvious stuff. Instead of the blindness that public employees have or blindness that public leaders, elected political leaders have, the reality is that we overspend and overserve and waste. And where's the accountability for the fraud? Hardcore partisans are too predictable. So let's see if we can find some that are not such hardcore and a little more interesting as we continue here on the countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascular.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The word draconian. Draconian, though, ought to refer to government and not the necessarily the cuts, as was the word was used by this Ralph Martier from the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, saying the state of Illinois doesn't have a choice. Of course it has a choice. What a ridiculous position to take. The Illinois tax hike is in our crosshairs here. If you'll pardon the reference, put a circle in a crosshair across the state of Illinois. They can justify this any way they want to or try to. Well, we're still in the lowest 15% of taxes. So what does that mean? That means you've done a good job? Why, how is it that anybody, these politicians, this guy just ran for re-election and waits till 5 minutes after the election is over before introducing the proposal, and one party votes for it and the other party doesn't, just to support this guy? How do you figure that's good government? 800-510-8255. We'll get to your calls after we hear from a couple of more hosts. Let's see. We have three radio hosts to hear from, starting with talk host John Williams, speaking here with Scott Stantis from the Chicago Trib, explaining how the taxes may lead to a mass business exodus.
What is your point about the income tax increase in Illinois?
Oh, my God. Oh, John, what a train wreck, what a catastrophe, what a horrible, horrible thing for the state of Illinois. I'm telling you, and it's not just the income tax, which, of course, is a 66% increase.
No, it's a 2%.
It's
63% to 5%. It's a 2% increase.
Which is 66% more than it was before. But what's worse about the tax increase, firstly, it takes away guys like you and Eric Zorn, who's a buddy of mine and yours, who clung to the idea that at least our income tax was low. Well, that's not true anymore. But the corporate tax is going over 10%, which will make it the highest, and John, I'm not making this up, the highest in the industrialized world. Now, we're 48th in job creation here in Illinois. Does any of this help? any of it. The only thing it does is for Mike Madigan, the Speaker of the House, to give a gift to the state employees union by not touching any of their benefits. There's no concessions from them at all. I mean, this cannot be worse for the state, in my view. In the long term, you're looking at, for instance, here's a weird statistic. 1 out of 13 people live in Texas now in the United States.
Really?
It's true, according to the Wall Street Journal. That number was the same in 1930 for New York. So what happened in New York?
Wow.
Anti-business, overtaxed, pro-union environment, and people leave because they want to go someplace where they can live free and create jobs. And that's not going to happen here. Let me ask you, if you were creating a company yourself, would you start it here in Illinois?
Nope. And by the way, you know how politicians lie? The pledge that will shrink spending to fix it is the biggest lie of them all. So I support raising taxes for 2 years to fix it because the interest on that grows. People don't get paid. It's all bad.
4 years, by the way. 4 years, not two.
Well, but they're getting $6
billion. And you know as well as I do that that's not going to stop.
Then unelect them. Here, let me read the Enemy newspaper editorial today. Cheering for a tax hike feels unnatural, but cheer we will. Wednesday's tax hike marked an important victory.
For who? It was an important... No, it wasn't. And I'll tell you why it wasn't. Because there wasn't the second half of that equation, which you touched on just a minute ago, and that is there are no cuts, no concessions from the unions. There is nothing that you or I as grown-ups would have done to balance our budget. We would have tried to increase the income, you know, gotten a night job, whatever, you know, in a personal context that means, but we also would have cut our spending. And they didn't do it. We kept the Cadillac.
Yeah. Man. Whether it's now 3% and then becomes 5%, doesn't make any difference. The stunning reality of how the PR event that is the 66% tax hike and how you justify it with all kinds of, if there's no give back from the unions and no give back from anybody, how do you take this seriously? And how do you stay there and somehow or other justify or defend it? Good God. Here is radio host Jay Weber with a focus on the lawmakers in Illinois and how it was that they made this decision.
This tax increase was passed by a lame duck legislature. The new legislature will still, the Democrats will still have control of the new legislature, but they won't have as many votes. They won't have as many members. So the outgoing legislature, dominated by Democrats, had to get this done by noon yesterday, done and finalized and over to the governor, so that these old lame duck hacks could raise taxes on Illinois and avoid any real tough budget decisions down the road. The Democrats still have the majorities in both houses, but slimmer majorities, so they rushed this tax increase through. The individual income tax rate jumps from 3% in Illinois to 5% now. The estimate is that would cost a family of three making about $60,000 a year about $1,100 more in income taxes. And then the corporate tax in Illinois goes from 4.8% up to 7%. And Governor Quinn has been acting like he's winning the lottery at each stage. He went to the floor of the House and shook hands and congratulated lawmakers after the vote to raise taxes on Tuesday. And the Senate passed it quickly. Oh, yes, he had to walk down through the Senate and shake hands. Oh, congratulations. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, this is fantastic. Like they've really accomplished something here. What they've accomplished is taking the easy way out. Rather than cut spending, rather than make tough choices, rather than budget responsibly, they're congratulating one another on taking the easy way out and just raising taxes. And, of course, they're claiming this is necessary to forestall a wave of public defaults and private defaults and layoffs and foreclosures. But you know, the Republican minority has been making the right argument all along, and he got no single member of the Republican minority even went along with this. But they say the measure is going to hurt economic growth and it's going to hurt working families. As it is, one Republican said, "We're not taking responsibility for our irresponsibility. We're saying to the people of Illinois, we're making up for our mistakes on your back." That's exactly what they're doing and celebrating while they're doing it. Oh, well, congratulations about screwing the taxpayers yet again.
All right. So if I were a resident of Illinois, I would be trying to organize a recall for the governor and the members of the legislative body that voted for this. And I'll bet you there are a number of people all across that state. If you're in Illinois, what do you think of that idea? 800-510-8255. I'm betting we're going to get a lot of calls from Illinois and surrounding states with the people have the obvious answers or the obvious reaction to this sort of thing. But that's all right. Sometimes it's necessary to have obvious in order to make some points. Speaking of making points, here is radio host Greg Jarrett in Chicago speaking with Rick Pearson from the Chicago Trib, who says the best investment in the state of Illinois right now is buying into a company that moves people, moving vans.
Rick, I half jokingly said earlier that the increase of the personal income tax increase of 66.666% was the mark of the devil. And even though they promised in 4 years that they'd roll this back, it's going to take an exorcist to get it rolled back.
Well, and that's the thing. Whenever, you know, somebody roams around and uses the word temporary tax, you know, quote unquote, that always leads to a great deal of suspicion. John Cullerton, the Senate president, even acknowledged that kind of the time frame for that tax increase to be rolled back is so that it occurs within the next gubernatorial election campaign cycle, so that that can be a debate for whoever is running for governor to have with the Illinois public.
There are some figures that indicate that states like Illinois and New York are losing population, while states like Texas and Washington are increasing their populations because of their tax base and their opportunities for business. Is the state of Illinois hoping more or less that people who are saying that they're going to leave the state now because of the higher taxes is kind of like those who said they were going to move to Canada if George W. Bush was reelected?
Well, I think there's some of that. And I know, you know, you were just reciting in your emails about somebody who said they, you know, retired and then moved away from Illinois. And in fact, Illinois is one of the few states in the country that does not tax retirement income. So, you know, talk to a tax planner perhaps before, you know, you want to move. But no doubt Republicans were talking about the fact that, you know, in a heavy competitive business climate and a great need to create jobs, you've got both the governors of Wisconsin and governors of Indiana pointing out the fact that Illinois is, you know, raising its income taxes and trying to use that as a sales point for business. At one point in the House debate last night, a state senator, Republican from southern Illinois, said, here's an investment tip. Put a lot of money into moving vans.
Yeah. All right. So you're hearing all of this, where do you come down? There's a little bit of defense here for it in the input that we have from radio and television, but now I want to hear your input. Do you defend it? Does it make sense? If you're in a neighboring state, are you happy? Illinois companies and residents have a really large bite increase in terms of percentages and dollars. Any tax increases at this point in time, with the economy being, how do you expect the economy to grow? There are some good signs since the beginning of the year in terms of the economy and what it's doing. Does all of this, if you look at the mortgage rates, is kind of sneak up at this time of year, January and February. How does that help boost business? It doesn't. It slows things down. So where there is manipulation and control, and that certainly exists on most levels, where you can slow it down, do you? Is that something we ought to be thinking about doing? The feds say we don't have any more money, so you can't have. You start a program, it's like, you know, going down the hill. You know, the manure goes down the hill. So it starts with the feds who have given too much money to the states. Now the feds don't have the money to give to the states, so the states, oh, wow, what are we going to do to keep running that program? We don't want to fire all these people because it would look bad. And then, okay, so they have to figure out a way to pay for stuff, and it just runs downhill. So let's find out. We'll pick up the pieces with your thoughts on this in just a matter of moments on the countdown.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like some of the other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Live from Progressive.
Full again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Getting to your calls now. Jack resides in Illinois and wonder what he thinks about this. Go ahead, Jack.
As a state employee, and I work in Springfield, and the atmosphere is just, it's a circus. I belong to the union, and I certainly would love to sit down with reasonable people to find some workable solutions. But there seems to be such a vacuum between the collective bargaining people at the low level where we're at and those that make the policymakers. The budget mess that we're in didn't happen overnight. We have developed a structural deficit that it's been 12 years in the make, and at some point there had to be a decision. Do you declare bankruptcy and go into receivership? Or do you find a source of income and pay those bills down?
All right. So, Jack, have you been asleep for, the last 4 or 5 years and everybody else? You work for the government, and so the state's going toward bankruptcy. So why – this isn't something you find out 5 minutes before you go bankrupt that you're going bankrupt. That's what we're talking about here, responsibility. The focus on the Illinois 66% increase in taxes is what we're talking about. Ty in Wisconsin, what do you say?
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker the other day, was advertising and giving speeches saying, look, Wisconsin is open for business. In these challenging economic times, Illinois is raising taxes. We're lowering them. And Governor Daniels, who inherited a state years ago that looked a lot like Illinois and made not just cuts, but made reforms. So now they're a very healthy state economically. I'm reading a quote here. He said, "You guys are nothing if not entertaining over there. It's like living next door to the Simpsons, the dysfunctional family down the block." Governor Daniels is a serious man. He's done good things there. I have to say, it's not fair to ask people who are in the private sector to completely, or their own members for that matter, to once again pay for these things with tax increases. It's like having a credit card that you never pay down.
Yeah. I pay the interest only. Pay up, cough it up, spend it up. They keep doing that. More of your calls in a few moments here on The Countdown.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Simple.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of crazy stuff attached to all of this. We're talking about the tax increase in Illinois and the reaction of those who live in Illinois, the Illini. And in neighboring states, we've talked to folks in Illinois and Wisconsin. Let's move a little further west. Patrick, you're in South Dakota. What do you say?
My point is, in the states such as Illinois, and, of course, we can name them all. You know they are New York, California, it goes on and on. All seem to have budgetary problems. Then you go to the states where my wife and I are from, North and South Dakota. They're blooming. I mean, they're doing great. They have no budgetary problems, no shortfall. And they're very conservative states. South Dakota has strictly a sales tax. Everybody pays the sales tax on everything. Kind of like what you did in Illinois, except it's just on income tax. Everybody got 2% hike in their tax liability. But just think of the people that I've been to Chicago many times. Just think of the people who go to Chicago that would help Chicago out spend all that money. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a consumption tax? Wouldn't it be nice if people from Minnesota came and paid your taxes for you? Because that's what you do when you go to South Dakota.
Isn't that's really the secret. The secret to success here is to have a value-added tax, a sales tax at the point of purchase, federal tax, state tax. That's it. No income tax, no other taxes, nothing. Just pay for things at the end of the line, and that's the fairest. That's so people who consume pay. That's it. People have more money, consume more, they pay more. End of story. 800-510-8255. Clay Cohut in charge of social media, following this with comments from those listening and wanting to respond on our Facebook account. Clay, what do you have?
I got three comments here, Doug. The first one's from DJ Wiseman, who says, "Oh, yeah, 66% tax hike. If you live in Illinois, my condolences. Now pack up and move." Matt Stock says, read some info on the Illinois tax increase. Got to say I like it. The rates went from 3% to 5% for individuals, which is only $20 more per $1,000. It's not too bad. And then Lisa Ganoush says, the Illinois government sucks. Thanks for raising taxes once again for problems you aren't fixing, you greedy jerks.
Okay. That pretty much nails it, doesn't it? 800-510-8255, you greedy jerks. Ryan lives and listens in Chicago. What do you say?
Hi. Yeah, I don't agree with the people paying more taxes because it's not, I don't think it's a people's responsibility, and I don't think the answer is raising the taxes. I think the answer would be stop spending all this extra money and maybe save a little bit and keep a budget. That could be the answer. There's a comment that was made, higher taxes means higher wages. Well, these companies can't afford to make wages, higher the wages. It's just put so much stress and pressure on low-income families who have a fixed income. I just don't agree with it.
All right, Ryan, that's well put. Patty over in Minnesota would like us to think about what she's thinking.
Well, I tell you, I think I live in a gutless state, and I can say that because my family has been here basically, you know, since its inception in the late 1850s. But what I mean by gutless is we would never do anything like that. The first act of our legislature was to reduce property tax by $200 million. I saw that on the front page of the St. Paul paper, and I just was so excited I grabbed it because I need my property taxes to go down. And then I read, you know, it's business only, so I was kind of bummed. But I'm a big top one-tenth of 1% gal, and I think we should do something like that going all the way down to the middle class and the working class, but have it on a graduated basis so there is a higher proportion at the guys at the very, very top, but he has to sacrifice.
All right. Pay more if you make more. Tax the rich. Let's go get them. David, the next door, Indiana, with the final call here. Go ahead, David.
Good morning. Illinois has reciprocal agreements with four states, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, and Wisconsin, so the residents of those four states pay income tax in their own state, and they don't pay income tax in Illinois, even if they work in Illinois. The other 45 states, including Indiana, anybody that earns income in Illinois has to pay Illinois income tax on their Illinois income. Yeah, there's a few states that don't have income taxes. There's a few states that have lower income taxes, but Illinois' individual tax rate, even with the increase, it doesn't. You know, there's a lot of states that have worse income taxes. So if you want to move to someplace and save taxes, you better check their tax rate.
Of course, you're going to check it first. The Talk Radio Review, the charts this week indicate sports talk radio discussions at number 10. Ted Williams, the golden voice, and his troubles at number 9. The sentence of Tom DeLay to prison, number 8. The winter weather, number 7. The health care repeal discussion, number 6. The earthquake in Haiti a year later, number 5. The memorial speech, number 4. Gun control debate, 3. The Sarah Palin response, number 2. And the Tucson shootings overall, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.